And we continue with the proudly South African businesses that we are looking into on this special Heritage Day episode of our show. I'm joined on the line by the founder and CEO of Marked by Kana, Leroy Kana, to take a look at his company and just get a sense of what they do. Leroy, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with how you got into art.
Well, I got into art. I just want to greet everybody first who's listening at the moment. And I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to obviously talk about my business. And I want to also talk about my business and encourage other people who don't have maybe the platform to actually express themselves as far as their business is concerned. Yeah, so having to say that, well, I got into this business because I obviously have a talent for creative stuff, you know what I mean? So I could draw from a very young age and I could express how I feel. And I fell in love with colors at a very young age. So therefore, it's something that actually stuck with me since I was very young. So I had to follow up on it, basically.
Leroy, take me through why you decided to go with the particular kind of medium that you went through when you built Marked by Kana. I mean, it's not often that you see people decide to take an item of clothing and say, this is going to be my canvas, effectively.
Okay, well, there's a couple of reasons behind that. First thing first, since I was growing up, I was known as a guy that loves fashion, appearance, and obviously, through that, I was inspired by clothing items, different clothing items. But because I have a gift of art, and I always wanted to be, obviously, a visual artist or a graphic designer, multimedia designer, whatever design discipline, and architecture, you know what I mean? Whatever design discipline that I wanted to choose, I wanted to express it through my love, which is clothing. So in that journey, I felt like the industry of art, you know, quite a lot of artists express themselves on canvases or on walls. And because what I loved was fashion, and I found the denim as one piece of clothing item that everybody has to have in their closet. So I chose denim because of also the fabric that is hard. So it's as good as a canvas. But now you have this clothing item that you can wear it with your on your body, and you can actually walk around and express yourself and show whatever that you want to show. So basically, it was a very kind of like a very unique niche that I've actually chose, basically. Mm. So I stuck on that.
Mm. Leroy, you've designed some really interesting pieces for some very well-known people. You've been at this for quite some time. What would you say has been the most memorable piece you've done? And do you have a favorite piece? Or is each piece kind of unique?
Yeah, each piece is... I feel like I remember I actually wrote something about every piece that I feel like is my best piece that I've done, actually. It's not as really appreciated by other people as much as I do, you know what I mean? Because it's only me that knows how much work goes in each and every piece. And I must have, believe me or not, must have done manually over 500 pieces of clothing item. Like, I'm talking about denim only, you know what I mean? Like nationwide, sending, you know, different jackets to celebrities to try and market my stuff. And, you know, some of them, they weren't even paying for sure, because obviously I asked them to actually market the stuff. So I've done quite a lot of eye-catching pieces. I've done a denim jacket for Floyd Mayweather Jr. I'm sure if you know the American boxer Floyd Mayweather. I've done jackets for Black Coffee. I've done jackets for DJ Smoo, Somizi, the Vusinovas. But one of the most outstanding jackets I've done for my ex-girlfriend who passed away, Zoleka Mandela, because that one is it holds a bit of sentiment because got a personal touch on it. I've done those two jackets for her. Unfortunately, she's not with us anymore. I've done a jacket for Sol Penduga, who's currently on Podcast and Chill. Very beautiful jacket that, you know, like people just always ask about, hey, if I want a jacket that looks like Sol Penduga's jacket, how can I get it? You know what I mean? So those are kind of like iconic type of jackets that I've actually done, you know, leading up to this point.
Now, Leroy, it wasn't always easy to get your brand out there. I mean, I'm sure you remember some challenging times where you started out and you were, as you said, trying to get your brand seen and in the eyes of consumers and that. How do people see the brand now? How do people get hold of it? If someone is interested in making or placing an order with you, how does that process work? Where do people find you? How do people get in touch with you?
I mean, thanks God to technology. You know, I mean, nowadays we're using social media to actually reach to quite a lot of people that are out there. I remember I'm actually in connection with people in the UK, in the US, just because of the fact that I have a social media platform, and I'm operating basically on Instagram. So that's where my business is planted, because that's where the business grew. I remember the first time people got to really know about the business, it's because I made an anniversary jacket for Corny Ferguson and the late Shauna Ferguson for their anniversary before Mr. Shauna Ferguson passed away. May his soul rest in peace. So that's how people got to know about my business on social media, Instagram in particular. So that's where I thought, okay, look, because now it's easier to reach people on social media, let me use this platform, Instagram, in particular, to actually plant this business. People will reach me on Instagram or social media, and obviously based on the word of mouth, because people do talk, and they obviously pass on the word from person to person to, you know, like to try and reach out to me. So I have all my details on social media, and obviously my social media handle is markbykana_thebestever. So so that's how the people reach me, basically.
Leroy, where to from here for the business? What do you hope to achieve? I mean, what do you hope to grow into? You've already got an international client base. What next for you?
Okay, so right now, the business needs to scale up. To be honest with you, this is where the business is currently at the moment, because people, as I say, I create one piece at a time. I just recently did a piece for, during the Mandela Day, I did a piece of Nelson Mandela. But to duplicate that and make more of those jackets to maybe 10 people, 15 people, will need something like mass production. So that's the mass production business that I'm trying to get in now. So I'm trying to spread the word to companies out there that deals with fabric, or factories that deal with, you know, duplicating clothing items, maybe factories that are in China even, you know, like, or people that know, you know, those kind of factories that you can duplicate clothing items for other people that love those kind of unique pieces, because I know my clothing items are very unique. I just did a piece to commemorate the late AKS. The people were asking about it, like, yo, how can I get hold of this jacket? But I just did one piece. So I really need that mass production, and that mass production will create jobs for people. I need people to market the business. I need people to manage the business to help me with those proposals so we can get the funding, we can get enough money for me to create a culture, because people really love the business, but it's just maybe finer twitches there and there to actually make the business prosper, and I can give South Africans an opportunity to actually join my business, and we make a team, and we expand the business, basically. Yeah.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in that journey. If there are sponsors or companies out there that are interested in partnering or collaborating with Leroy, be sure to reach out to him on his Instagram page. It is marked by Kana, as in C-A-N-A, _thebestever. Thanks, Leroy, for the time. All the best to you and your business for the future. That's Leroy Ekana, the founder of Marked by Kana, joining us as a part of our show.